We said last week an amazing thing. Who remembers? How many words are there in Kiddush? 70. They say there's 70, right? We counted 72. Okay, but they say there's 70. The Sforim say that. Maybe they don't count Yom HaShishi. But Rabosai gets better. It's not just that there are 70 words. In fact, of the two paragraphs that we say Kiddush Friday night, of course, there are 35 and 35. There are, in fact, 35 in the second paragraph. Without counting Yom HaShishi, there are 35 in the first paragraph. Now, what's that relevant to? 70, one of the things that the 70 is against is the nations of the world. There's 70 nations of the world. Everybody hold on the chairs for a moment, please. There's 70 nations in the world. And really, in the 70 nations of the world, there are really two head nations. What are the head nations of the world? Esav and Yishmael. Those are like the two, you know, they're very often Kalei Sa'ir V'chod. No, we often speak about Esav and Yishmael together. So Esav and Yishmael are the heads. So each of them is, so to speak, a head of how many? 35. And the two paragraphs of Kiddush, Tzadikim Sayers, are kochos against the two conglomerates, nations of Esav and Yishmael. And in fact, it goes further than that. A really very interesting thing is Shabbos, in fact, is kind of surrounded by their kochos of Esav and Yishmael. How's that? How's that?
Sunday.
Sunday is Esav's day, right? We don't want to be on fire too much. But Sunday is Esav's day, and Friday is Yishmael's day. So they kind of surround our Shabbos. They surround our Shabbos, and Shabbos is what gives our koch against them. And in fact, Rav Tzvi Meyer says another place, a fascinating thing. The reason Shmiras Einayim is difficult on Friday is not because you're busy preparing for Shabbos and you're Torah, that's on a simple level, but on a deeper Ruchani level, it's because it's whose day? Yishmael. Yishmael has an echiza, what's called in the Sfarim echiza. Yishmael has a hold on Friday. And Yishmael is all about what? It says Yishmael is all about Znus. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that there are how many kavim of Znus that come to the world? 10 portions. 10 portions of Znus, of illicit relations, illicit behavior. Not right ways to act, which come to the world, and who took 9 of them? Yishmael took 9 of them. In fact, Rav Wunder said, that's why they're always calling on the mezzanine and stuff, because they want the other kav. They want the 10th kav. That's what Rav Wunder said. But so therefore, those were surrounded on Friday and Sunday by Esav and Yishmael. Kiddush and Shabbos are koach against them. So the more we're mischazik and Kiddush and in Shabbos, the more we have strength against the nations of the world. Anyway, back to another topic, though. How does Maseches Shabbos begin? What do we start Maseches Shabbos with? Yetzias HaShabbos, with the Isser of Hotza'ah. That really needs explanation, right? Why would we start with Hotza'ah specifically? Why there's so many things to start Shabbos with? Why Hotza'ah? Why the idea that you shouldn't carry from place to place or four Amos and Rosh Hasharabim related to any of the Tchum? So maybe next week we'll mention another idea from Rav Wunder. But in the Sefer Ma'amakim, I ran into this amazing gra. Listen to this gra. Yitzias Hashtayim, Madu Masechus Shabbos Potekus Melechus Hotza'ah. Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayim, Hain, listen to this. Hainu Mishum Shemelechus Hotza'ah, Hiya Melecha Hayichida Shid Parsha B'Torah. It's the only Melecha was misparish in the Torah. We'll see in a second where. Ve'ein Derech Hatana Lachil Masechus Mashikar Lakutu B'Torah. Very interesting. It's not the way of the Tana to write in the Mishnah is to start with something that wasn't mitparish in the Torah. The way I understand it is like Torah Shib, Mishnah is of course the Havara from Torah Shibichsav, the written Torah to the oral Torah. And the way the Tana works is he starts with something that's mentioned in the Torah. That's what the Gaon says. So Yitzias HaShabbos, Shabbos starts with Hotza'ah because Hotza'ah, we'll see in a moment, is the Malach which is mentioned in the Torah. You have to figure out, it all says Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Moshvaseichem. I don't know what the Gaon does with that. Okay, where in fact do we have this? This is from Shmos Tezayin Chav Tes. Ish ro ki Hashem nasim lechem asa Shabbos akein, who nosim lechem b'yom ha-shishi lechem yomayim. Right? The Pasuk tells them b'shalach, God is giving you a double portion of man, lechem yomayim, bread for 2 days. Shvu ish tachtav, a person should sit underneath himself in his place. Don't go out of your place. And Chazal, in fact, learned from here the Isser, the prohibition of going 4 amos in the Rosh Hasharabim. And they also learned the idea of Tchumim, of not going for more than Alpayim Amah. And this is the only place which is Mefurash. So that's why Yetzias HaShabbos starts with that. And Bezrat Hashem, believe that the next time, everybody will still be for Shabbos. Well, at the beginning of this month, next week we're starting this month. Next Wednesday we start this month. Stark, right? And we'll talk about more, what's the inner meaning of that. Why is it, in fact, what is the limud that Yetzias HaShabbos, that Hotzah is really, the Gros says, is the only Malacha, which is expressed so clearly. If the Torah is expressing that clearly, and that's how the Mishnah is taught, it's obviously because it tells us something about the whole nature of Shabbos. That we'll continue with next time.